Welcome to Oscar Night.
Hey, what's up? It's Trey and Jess here.
Here we are.
At our annual Oscar commentary in our new house. First time recording in the living room here.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It's the first time watching the Oscars here.
Yeah.
Very excited this year.
Yeah, we watched 9 of the 10 nominated movies.
In the Best Picture category?
In the Best Picture category, yeah. There's still a couple that we missed, unfortunately. Couldn't get, never got a digital copy of Boy and the Heron or Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah.
I looked a lot, but they never showed up digitally. And we didn't have anybody we knew that had screeners or anything like that. So, I don't even know if there were screeners. But we still want to watch it. I'm sure that Boy and the Heron will end up winning, but...
I voted for it. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Well, I did too. Oh, where? Oh, they're over there. We made our papers. We're all ready. We saw 9 out of the 10. We missed Zone of Interest.
Well.
Which, I don't know. I heard it was kind of a rough watch anyway. And World War II, you know. Kind of in the, you know, Army category, war category that we normally don't watch.
I definitely think it sounds like an important story. And a story from a perspective that we haven't seen before. But we have seen so many other perspectives from that same time.
Sure.
That it's hard to watch more.
Yeah.
I'm sure we will watch it at some point.
I do want to see it, but it was also like, would have to pay a full $20 to buy it. And I wasn't as excited to buy that as I was for like something like Poor Things, which I thought was amazing. We both did.
Loved it.
Poor Things was like my favorite, was definitely my favorite movie out of all the stuff that we watched.
All the stuff that was nominated.
That we watched that was nominated. Anyway, yeah, the Oscars are starting an hour early this year, so that's cool. I feel like it always goes to like 11 or like really, really late, so.
It does always go to 11.
It's scheduled till 9, but it'll probably go till like 10 or something, so we'll find out.
If it's scheduled till 9, it might end at like 9:15.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like it's always the songs that like take... I mean, it's cool that they do the performances for the songs and all that, but
I'm fine with it being the length it is.
It's much better than
whatever. It's a huge award show.
It's much better than the Video Game Awards. So,
for some of these people, I mean, can you imagine even just going to this event, let alone being nominated, let alone winning?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone deserves their minute to thank and say whatever the fuck they want.
Exactly.
Honestly.
And they shouldn't be played off in 20 seconds.
It's fine with me.
Yeah.
They definitely shouldn't be played off in 20 seconds just because they won for sound or editing.
They should all
While the person who won for best actor gets 9 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's give everybody some time. Some time.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of sound and editing and stuff like that, I had a thought the other day that I think that Poor Things might be like Mad Max, where it just takes all the tech awards. Like Mad Max was obviously...
How many did they win? I thought they won 13 or something that year.
Mad Max?
Yeah.
I thought they won all of them except for like screenplay and best movie and directing, which they should have got anyway. But that was definitely... I don't know what else came out that year, but that was definitely... We did a whole podcast about it.
Is this the right thing?
Hey, here we are for real.
This is beautiful.
We missed the intro.
Ugh.
I'm sorry.
Why do we have to do, like, fucking fat commentary right off the bat?
I thought he was just saying that he was so nervous about hosting the Oscars that he hadn't eaten anything for 3 weeks. It's like the 30th time Jimmy Kimmel's hosted this. Lily Gladstone's here. Well, yeah, of course, everybody who's nominated's here. Well, good, because we can get it on for 5 minutes. Look at these swoopies going on in the background here.
It's true.
Now Barbie's a feminist icon thanks to Greta Gerwig, who many believe deserved to be nominated for Best Director.
Well, yes. I thought she should have been nominated for Best Director.
Agreed.
I mean, Barbie was fine, but I just like her as a director. I mean, she was nominated for Little Women, wasn't she?
Christopher Nolan doesn't have a smartphone. He doesn't use email. And he writes his scripts on a computer with no internet connection, which is a powerful way of saying, I will not allow my porn addiction to get in the way of my work.
He doesn't have email? He's
joined by his longtime collaborator, the highest point of Robert Downey Jr.'s long and illustrious career. Well, one of the highest points.
What are you going to say there, buddy?
Robert has been a... In your pocket, or do you just have a very rectangular penis?
Like, I'm giving you no laughs for that terrible joke.
Yeah.
That is... Where is he? Messy.
The dog is there.
Is that Snoop? The Snoop Dogg?
Yes. People on the red carpet were so... interested in this dog.
The second most nominated movie of the year is Poor Things, directed by
your... Woo!
Yeah.
Our favorite.
Poor Things is great, yeah.
So good.
Nominated for Ghost. Yorgos Mavropsaridis is nominated too. We have two Yorgoses in the house tonight.
That's cool.
Revolutionary.
Yorgoses in the house.
Will they both win? Yorgos is as good as mine.
Wow. Troubling.
All right, let's get 20 seconds for room tone.
Yeah. Emma Stone is an Oscar nominee for... Make this joke because this joke didn't land.
No, I would say that's not 20 seconds. That was only like 2 seconds.
No, just because it was quiet.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I do room tone all the time.
The lady who gave... When I went to see Killers of the Flower Moon, I had my mail forwarded to the theater.
Killers of the Flower Moon was like 3.5 hours, but you know what? It seems shorter than Oppenheimer. And also, I really like Killers of the Flower Moon.
I thought Oppenheimer felt like two movies. It should have been, not that they would ever do that, but it should have been a two-parter.
But you know what also was painfully long? Maestro.
Sorry about it, Maestro.
That movie was garbage.
Hated it.
I'm sorry, Bradley Cooper.
Really hated it.
That was a terrible movie. That was definitely my least favorite of everything we saw.
Yeah.
That one was number 10. Even though we didn't see number 9, it's at the bottom.
On Oscar trivia, 48 years ago, Robert De Niro and Jodie Foster were nominated for Taxi Driver, and they are both nominated again tonight.
Oh, that's pretty cool. 48 years apart, both nominated.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Jodie Foster is young enough to be Robert De Niro's daughter. Now she's 20 years too old to be his girlfriend.
Yes.
Oh.
It's true.
Yeah.
I also want to congratulate Lauren Randolph and Sandra Hüller. For the first time ever, 3 foreign language films are up for Best Picture, and 2 of them star Sandra Hüller, which is...
But they're not up for... But one of them is not up for international film, which confused me.
Auschwitz in the zone of interest. And while these are very heavy subjects for American...
Yeah, she was in both of them.
In Sandra's native Germany, they're called rom-coms.
And also she did...
Wow,
she,
I didn't know that. That's insane.
In more than 2 decades, we're adding...
She acted in German, French, and English between those 2 movies.
An Oscar for achievement in casting. Which, yeah,
oh, that's cool. A casting Oscar.
Okay.
You'll also be able to watch the person who didn't think you were right for it win one, too.
Oh, jeez. There you go.
It was a tough year. Remember that kid from The Fabelmans? This is what he looks like now.
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Never watched that movie, and I don't want to, because it seems very self-indulgent.
Steven, are you nominated today?
Why is the
Rock
there?
Oh, there's Dwayne. Was he nominated last year?
Was he? Did Moana win something and he was the voice on that?
That would have been like 5 years ago.
Yeah, but can't you like come back if you won an Oscar or were involved in something that won?
Well, they have to invite you for a reason.
Maybe he's a presenter.
That's what I'm saying. Usually if he won last year,
yeah,
he'd be a presenter this year.
Thanks to this historic agreement, hardworking, mentally tough American laborers, women and men who would 100%
and others. Costumes.
They should get Ozzy. Is this all the tech nominees?
Oh,
that's
this
cool.
This is pulling everybody out from backstage. I love it.
Yeah, no, that's good. They should be. I've been.
Yeah, all these people who also didn't work, like Trey, for yes. almost a whole year because of this
oh,
work
gosh.
Stoppage.
Yeah, last year. Well, it was. I don't really do a whole lot of narrative stuff, but it's still fucked over what I did, because all the people who do narrative were out of jobs, so we're all looking for all the reality and trying two crime shows that I normally do, and the mergers fucked up all the budgets of that too as well. So
right.
Last year sucked, but this year has been good for work, but very busy. Look at all those swoops back there.
They're panels that are made to look like curtains, I think. I think they're projections.
Well, they always have a theme, so I was curious, because last year it had the awnings that had, like, the names of the movies.
Look, this is cool. They're bringing back 5 past winners.
Well, this is last year, right? Well, I mean, there's...
I think these are all winners.
Well, yeah.
No, because it's Lupita Nyong'o didn't win last year, did she?
Oh, no, yeah, you're
no,
right.
These
it's
are
just,
all...
just winners in general. Oh, it's probably like the past 5 years. So I am
thrilled. No, I think it's longer than that.
Or, yeah. To present whatever this years. Year's that you would rather supporting? Have your
back. Supporting actress.
A multi-talented Jodie Foster.
She said, thank you, I love you. Can you read lips a little bit?
In the last moments of Oppenheimer, Emily Blunt's character...
Oh,
the man who betrayed
her dress
her
does not touch her.
It looks like a plastic suit thing that you would wear, that the, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It looks very weird. Oh, hey, that guy's there.
That's her husband.
John Krasinski?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yes.
And I know they're married. The guy that everybody thinks needs to play Reed Richards, which I didn't agree with.
It's also tribute to your grandmother, whose glasses you wore in the film. What an honor to
cool.
see the world through her eyes and yours.
So, Davine, Troy Randolph, for the holdovers, that's what I went for, because I thought she was great.
That's what I also voted for.
She was the character that I definitely cared for the most out of the ones that are in here. And though I thought that America Ferrera has a good job, had a good chance as Barbie, but I like the holdovers.
This is nice. I love this.
Having like all like their friends who won like introduce them.
Yes.
This is cool. Yeah. I like it because it's like even if you don't win, they still like bring
no, we get
up
to hear
all
something
you've
beautiful
be,
about each of them.
Yeah,
I
that's
love
great.
It.
That's great. Aside from just showing something from the movie.
The Oscar goes to Davine.
Woo!
Hey, one for one, both of us. Well, she won for Golden Globes, but we hadn't watched it yet then. That doesn't even matter. But she was really good in that one. Like, just looking at all the things.
I thought
that,
she was
that
beautiful.
Was, that was the character that I cared the most about.
With her
about.
In the at the party.
The records.
She's losing her shit. Then it's Christmas, and she's so alone. And I just thought it was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where she's like...
when you're alone in a room full of people.
Yeah. Well, it's like you're in charge of the music, and then she's playing the one thing, and she's like, do you want something more festive? She's like, don't fucking touch it. Look at this dress.
That is so good, and I am forever grateful. I pray to God that I get to do this more than once. I thank you for seeing me. Have a blessed night. Thank you so much.
Yay.
Hey.
Oh, he's
oh,
crying.
Oh, Paul Giamatti's crying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I'm crying. I love Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, me too. Apparently we're twins or something. We look the same. That's what people used to tell me.
Yeah. Well, now you have a lot more hair.
Than Paul Giamatti?
Yeah.
I don't smell like fish all the time, right?
Not all the time.
Have you stumbled?
It's the Oscars and watches. It's shots of people wearing watches in movies.
Well, you know, they do new commercials for the Oscars, like they do, not as much as the Super Bowl, but I did notice that they do put new commercials on the Oscars.
This is a very smart commercial.
I mean, it's like a Rolex commercial or something, right? But no, but they do have new commercials on the Oscars. They have for years. Well, because they still get, well, I don't know. I thought they still got ratings or whatever.
You know how they found this kid?
No.
You don't know how they found him?
No.
They had thousands of auditions.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find him. And they went to the theater department where they were going to shoot this. And they auditioned all the kids in the theater department.
Oh, and they found him there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
That's the guy from Holdovers.
The kid from Holdovers.
Yeah, kid from Holdovers. Did he even get a nomination?
No, but
he should
have. Baller.
I thought he was good.
She started smoking real cigarettes, and now she has an Oscar. You see, kids, sometimes smoking is fine.
Oh, I wish I... Did she look like she smoked? Because it bothers me so much when people smoke wrong in movies.
I know, it does bother me.
It should bother you, too, because we both miss smoking. When you see somebody smoking shittily when they get paid for it, it's like, you should at least enjoy it when it's for the dollar.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Animated short, so gotta add it for the...
Okay, we need to see some...
Well, how are they going to present it?
We're going to see.
Yeah.
These are past winners.
Well, these are full movies because they showed Spirited Away in there.
Yes.
I thought it was shorts.
Yeah.
It's like Mario didn't get nominated, so come out anyway.
Well, I like her dress. Looks like fish scales. Anna Taylor Joy.
I like all these screens behind them, so they can show like parts of it.
Oh, that's a neat animation. I vote for Letter to a Pig.
That's what I voted for without seeing it, because I like the name of it. But it definitely had the best looking animation. Is it the one in... I thought, yeah, because of fucking John Lennon on there. So maybe that
fucking
one would win.
John Lennon. I just thought it was...
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because of fucking John Lennon.
Well, you know, people like that band.
They do.
Yeah. I don't, but people do.
John Lennon and Yoko Ono wrote a song that inspired us. There's a
did they? It's in the title.
That we tried to honor with this film. We want to thank
so
our
snarky
creative partner Sean Ono Lemon.
It just felt like they really wanted us to know.
Thank Thomas Newman for his incredible score.
Oh, I love Thomas Newman.
I want to thank my family, who I love so much. My kids,
Peter Jackson. Thank you so much. This film would not have happened without you.
Peter Jackson.
And they're kicking you out, guy.
Thank you. I just want to...
Is his mom Yoko?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's their kid.
Is that Sean Lennon?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
this guy that I worked with from Australia on a movie...
I do really like her
was
dress.
Was friends with Sean Lennon.
Anna Taylor-Joy.
And I thought it was funny.
Oh, best animated feature. Obviously, we voted for Miyazaki.
Yeah, we didn't get to see it.
We haven't seen
really
it, but we have to vote for Miyazaki always.
The only one we saw out of these was Spider-Man.
I loved Spider-Man. I thought Spider-Man was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I have to vote for Miyazaki. I mean, they're like the only studio doing hand-drawn animation at all anymore.
Yeah, Spider-Man was great, though.
It was fucking great.
Yeah, that, I would say that was the only one we actually saw in the theater because of, well, 2023 money.
The Boy and the Heron.
Yeah!
There it is.
Miyazaki. Nobody's there to accept it.
Yeah. So this is...
They can't get somebody? They can't get a fucking Robert Pattinson or something?
Was he a voice on the American version?
I think he played the Heron.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I'm just saying, they can't get somebody?
Well, I mean... This is the second Oscar for Ghibli then, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because of...
Spirited Away.
Yeah.
In 2002, 1, 3, whatever that was.
Yeah.
But because of that Oscar, I learned about Studio Ghibli because I had never seen...
Yeah.
I hadn't seen it before it won.
And
it won, and so I watched it and fell in love.
Yeah, didn't it kind of ignite your passion for animated movies?
Yeah. Yes, I think you're right. I think it made me sort of take them much more seriously than I had as an adult.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoyed animated movies as a teen or whatever, but I didn't realize that animation was a valid form of art before then. Sorry, you know, I was 20. I was fucking asshole.
Yeah, but I mean, but you love animation now.
Love.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely love.
He's told me that it was a big, yeah, that it was like a big turning point or something.
It absolutely was a big turning point.
Yeah.
That movie and that, I mean, watching everything from them, shaped the way that I view animation, for the rest of my life, for the 20 years since then.
Yeah, and now we went to the Ghibli Museum.
We went to the Ghibli Museum.
We've seen most of the movies. I think we saw the ones on HBO Max, I think. There might be one that we didn't see. But we saw the weird ones that not everyone knows.
No, I think I've seen them all now.
I thought there was one that we missed that was on there that we didn't get around to. But we've seen, Only Yesterday and all those.
Well, and I watch them a lot when you're not home. Like, Studio Ghibli movie is my go-to. Just watch a Ghibli movie. Yeah. Because they make me feel so full.
What's the one? Poppy Hill. That's the one you really
From
like.
Up on Poppy Hill is my fave. Yeah. I know, it's so weird. I just love that one.
I like it, too.
I love that story. I think it's so sweet.
You like the where they have the little book club or whatever it is that they...
Yeah.
Is it that they tear down in there?
No, they don't tear it down.
Or no, or they rebuild it because it's going to get torn down.
They just clean it.
Their little nerd club that they have.
Yeah.
No, they're very cute.
It's very sweet. He's going to put out the fire.
He's like walking around with a fire extinguisher.
Because fire extinguishers are funny when you don't have anything else to do backstage.
I guess.
Just pick up a fire extinguisher. It's totally fine. No grips or anybody who's working backstage are going to get mad at you for that.
I was going to say, what is this, a lights out match? Yeah. We did, wrestling, they shoot fire extinguishers into their faces all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a weapon.
That's so wasteful.
I'm sure they got a bunch of them that they bought.
But I don't think they're recyclable. What do they do?
It's for effect. It's a play. It's a live play, whatever. And so they shoot fire extinguishers in each other's faces.
It's wasteful.
Yeah. Ocean Waves? I don't know. It doesn't matter. There's one that we didn't watch.
I've seen Ocean Waves.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a bunch of them. But yeah, they got another one. Yeah, we never watched the live version of Spirited Away.
Oh, yeah. They did do a Broadway. Well, not a Broadway, but they did like a West End production of Spirited Away. Mm. And it's on HBO, I think.
Yeah, it is. That's what I was looking at.
But we have not watched it yet. It's got huge, cool puppets in it. It looks really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if I were going to get... I mean, there's definitely a couple of Ghibli tattoos on my list. You know what? I'd really like to get the Radish Spirit, though.
So, our friend... our friend Mike from Games My Mom Found. He's going to do a podcast about a Ghibli movie, and I already asked him if we could both be in it. He said yes. They have a poll. It hasn't been decided yet, but
here about Poor Things, which was our favorite movie of the year.
Your friend who was in Poor Things, why didn't she get nominated for Best Supporting? Who was like the head of the brothel?
Oh yeah, I loved her.
Where she wants to eat her ears or whatever. Like yeah. She was great. How original and adapted.
At what age do you tell a screenplay it was adapted?
Oh, he's so funny.
Best friend, please welcome two-time Oscar nominee Melissa McCarthy and Oscar winner Octavia Spencer.
I do love what they're doing with the background. I think it's beautiful.
They got a lot of stage. Like, this is a whole different part.
Oh, those swoopies are real. Together.
Each art form maintains its individual characteristics. It's kind of like us, right? I mean...
They're getting some mad hum there. Do you hear that? You hear that? There's some weird hum going on for that mic they're using.
I don't know if people are going to hate on this dress from Melissa McCarthy, but I really think it's cool.
I like it. I think it's cool.
No, I think it's interesting. It's like a cape.
I think it's cool.
It's a dress. I love pink and red together.
I'm into
it. I don't love Octavia Butler's outfit.
So screenplay, always my favorite category.
This is a...
This is original. I went for Anatomy of a Fall.
Me too.
Because I really like that movie too, and I wanted to vote for something on it.
You know what I thought it was? The most original.
Sure, and actually adapted screenplay? We're not there yet. We'll do that later. Oh my God, Maestro.
Yeah, we fucking hated Maestro. Listen to me, I'm sorry if you really liked it, but can you tell me anything about Leonard Bernstein's life?
I heard he was in an R.E.M. song.
Aside from the fact that he was married, had kids, and had homosexual sex. And Do you know anything about his music?
Yeah.
Can you name one fucking song of his that was in that movie? Something he directed. Anything.
He was involved with West Side Story. That's about all I got from that movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Anatomy of a Fall.
Yay! Hey, there we go. Anatomy of a Fall I thought was great. And as I've probably said before on these, most of the time, my favorite movie is the best screenplay one.
Mm.
A lot of times for Oscars. Because that's my favorite thing, is the screenplay. So, you know. Oh, yeah, they got the fucking song on there. The
pimp. You can't get a dollar out of me.
And I didn't.
Because I'm a motherfucking P.I.M.P.
I didn't know that song, but you did. We watched it, but they play a lot of it in that song, in that movie. Like 80% of it is the P.I.M.P.
People, a woman and a man, the producers Marie-Ange Luciani and David Thion. And, yeah.
Yeah, to them.
And that's when things got a little crazy.
I do love her suit.
Yeah, what do you think about this?
I think pinstripes. Pinstripes should always be rhinestones. Why are they not?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're missing an opportunity here that I never realized.
Be very sparkly.
But I think this is a beautiful suit for her. I love her top underneath, and she looks very feminine, very, you know, strong.
Yeah.
Killed the script on set, and that's what we that's the best for why.
You killed the script in a good way.
Ba-doom ching.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's such an honor. Thank you.
Oh, is they got this like backdrop of all these different typewriters? Interesting.
Cause you can't get a dollar out of me. I'm the motherfucking P.I.M.P.
Yep. And since you sung that, we'll be removed from the internet if I put it on the podcast.
Just take it out.
But I wanted to put it on there. So I went for American Fiction just because I did really like this movie. And I wanted to vote for
it. I loved American Fiction. Honestly, I do think it was great. Maybe I should change my vote right now. I voted for Poor Things. I'm going to keep it there, but I loved American Fiction. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
So tongue-in-cheek, so smart, so fuck you at the same time. Really brilliant. My problem with the screenplay for Oppenheimer is that, I said this before, I think it's two movies. It's the movie of the bomb, and it's the movie of the trial, quote-unquote, of the bomb.
Yeah.
And I was actually much more interested in the movie of the trial of the bomb. Like, I was much more interested in the discussion of can it be this man's fault when they were ordered to do this? Mm-hmm. Whether they wanted to build a bomb or not, they don't really have a say. How can we make it Oppenheimer's fault?
Yeah. I think it's kind of hilarious that Barbie is adapted because it's adapted from a toy.
Yeah.
There is no book or anything.
Right. But they choose, don't they? I mean, do they choose?
I generally charge 30 francs.
Well, yeah, they probably choose what to put it up for, but it's like, it's not like they're, they got like little comics
American
that...
Fiction.
Oh,
hey!
Yay!
Really?
Oh, I'm so glad about that.
That's awesome. I didn't think that would happen.
Oh, I'm so happy about it.
That's badass. That's great. No, I love that because I like that movie, and like I said, I like this.
Almost changed my vote.
I always
like
the screenplay.
I'm not gonna count it.
Hey, great! That's awesome. That was a good movie. So I was just trying to think like, what was my top five of? I don't even know if I could do five, but. Of what we saw, of what I liked. Obviously, Poor Things was my favorite. I think American Fiction was my second favorite.
Yeah.
The Holdovers was up there. Well, let's say four. So the ones that I liked was Poor Things number one, American Fiction two, Holdovers three, and Killers of the Flower Moon four. Oh, and Anatomy of a Fall five. There you go. Those are the five movies that I liked that we watched.
That are nominated.
Yes.
Because Saltburn... was snubbed.
I really like Saltburn, but I like Saltburn a lot, actually. It was really, yeah, it really sucked. It didn't make it in.
And I'm not a vindictive person anymore. I've worked very hard to not be vindictive anymore. And it's more, it doesn't always work out, but you take the risk anyway.
I'm aware that they put a lot in to get this movie, getting this movie on here, too. Like, well, getting it out there so somebody could see it. because it was, you know, it's a low budget movie. It's an indie.
Yay!
Also, not to, I wish I knew his name, but he, I know that he wrote The Watchmen, the HBO Watchmen.
So fucking good.
He did the specific episode with the nostalgia, yeah, where you go back.
Astronomically,
like,
amazing.
He wrote that episode in particular, and he wrote a lot of it, but he also wrote The Good Place, a lot of The Good Place episodes.
Love The Good Place.
One of your favorites. So
one of my faves.
I just wanted to point out that he had some really good credits.
Yeah.
So he should direct something, because he had some...
Oh, are they going to sing right now?
Some really killer stuff.
Oh, look at her shirt sleeves. I love them.
Oh, we're going to Billie Eilish. Yeah, crazy shirt sleeves. Spin the piano.
She's talked about how she sings it in this breathy voice.
Yeah, I was thinking about like how they can get that. This, I don't know, just to sound that good, like live. To get, I don't know, because it's almost like a whisper, you know, I'm wondering,
yeah,
about like
she wanted level. It to sound, look, I'm literally covered in goosebumps, yeah, just thinking, I love her so,
sure,
much.
I know you do.
She wanted to sing this as if she had just finished crying, and she was trying to say all the things in her heart in this song, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, her personally, like, if, you know...
Yeah.
And so that's why she does it in this really breathy tone, and she talks about how hard it is to sing like this instead of belting, instead of singing her full voice, how hard it is.
Oh, I believe that, yeah. But I love like the extra thought that goes into it. Like what you're saying, like do you want this extra feeling of it? I think that's very cool. Well, you can tell they cranked it there. Like the,
yeah.
They pulled the fader up on that mic for that part. Well, that's the hard thing about recording, like, whisper, you know, whisper dialogue, which a lot of people are doing for a while when I was, you know, doing narrative stuff still. It just can be really annoying. I understand it's for effect, but it's hard to get because it's so quiet.
Tears.
What is this like?
Covered in tears.
No, it's just the... it was just like, they're down there with the piano, but behind there's a big stage
there's
up
a
there
whole
that's
orchestra.
Extra. Well, yeah, the orchestra for the show, right? They're in the pit, but they're up there.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know,
the pit is above.
The theater.
Sometimes,
yeah, the
our pit would be in a whole different floor.
Yeah, sometimes it was... Well, you didn't have like a pit.
We don't have a pit.
But it was another room, right? The, where they pumped it in or whatever.
Yeah, sometimes it was another room.
Michael Keaton.
Sometimes
was there
it was
for a second.
Yeah, literally on a different floor. Like they'd play on the fourth floor, mm-hmm, which that blows my mind.
I always kind of wondered where the orchestra was for a lot of those plays.
Yeah,
you know,
because they are playing live.
No, yeah, they are. But I was like, but where are they? and I mean, it's obviously there, but
yeah.
But there's some. They're in some secret room that I. Past Lives. That was a movie that we saw.
I thought Past Lives was going to be like, yeah, a stupid, you know, warm comedy thing, but it was 8,000 layers.
A vignette.
Yeah, no, it really was. I thought it was beautiful.
It was good. You know, Past Lives, that's six on my top five here.
Yeah, I liked it.
So my bottom three are Oppenheimer.
She says, oh, wait.
They're playing the Beetlejuice song.
Because he's running. Yeah, because Beetlejuice 2 is coming out.
I know. Oh, my God. It's going to be so bad. But we have to see it.
What we want is anyone knowing what we really look like. Or the squalor in which we actually live.
Hey, you look great.
Almost every new job.
So, makeup and hairstyling. Obviously, I voted for Poor Things.
Me too.
I think that Maestro might win this.
Oh, because it's because he's got...
Because he wears a prosthetic.
Yeah, they love prosthetic stuff. I mean, it was... I guess the makeup did look good, but...
Yeah.
The movie was stupid.
I thought Oppenheimer was pretty impressive, too.
But Poor Things, like...
But Poor Things.
Willem Dafoe looked awesome. I don't know. Like, I mean, I thought Poor Things just looked beautiful. Like, I remember people saying, like, oh, Oppenheimer, you gotta see it on the IMAX theater or whatever. I would love to see Poor Things on an IMAX theater.
Yay!
Yeah! Awesome.
That's, oh, she's shocked.
Maybe I'm... am I prolific here on my... Well, I haven't said anything yet, but... Or it hasn't all happened yet. But that's what I was thinking. We're going to get the Mad Max thing where it's going to
get... I really hope
gonna
we
get
do.
Going to get the tech stuff.
She was so shocked. I love it for her.
But you know what's great? And I have chills about this. At least Poor Things got an Oscar, because I didn't want it to get, like...
Yeah.
It's nominated, but it still won something, so maybe people...
We'll take a look at it.
You know. But they got a ton of nominations.
Thank you to the Academy.
And original score. They really should get original score, because it was so unique, I thought. It's much different than what you normally hear.
Nobody
else. Oh, they have the embroidery from the walls there.
Yes.
That's cool. Oh, look at this outfit, too. Look at that. That's really cool. Willem Dafoe was really into it.
He was.
Look at this dress. I think it's cool with the cold and black.
Yeah. Oh, look, she's so happy.
Hooray. All right, moving on to production design, which I also voted for Poor Things, because they built those sets.
They built the sets.
They built those whole...
Unbelievable. Like, not a green screen.
I mean, I know Barbie... I was like, well, you know, Barbie... Well, a lot of this is green. That's green screened.
Yeah.
And also, I did think Killers of the Flower Moon looked really good.
I did think Killers of the Flower Moon
looked
really good.
Because,
you know,
this is a green screen. They did all that shit.
Yes.
Oh, Napoleon. Wow, okay.
But that, look at half of that's fake.
Oppenheimer
was pretty...
It is real, too.
Yes, it is.
But the main thing
for
me was...
But it wasn't exciting. This is exciting.
But more thing for me was...
This is beautiful.
This is all sets. Like, well, Poor Things, they built this. They built all of these things.
It's so extravagant.
And they go to so many different places.
It's so thorough.
Poor Things.
Yes!
Whoa! Nice. Two for Poor Things.
Fuck yes. I'm so excited.
This is great. No, I mean, we got the one that had the extra 30 minutes after we watched it, so we got to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, and I thought Poor Things looked fucking beautiful. Like, I thought that it looked incredible, and I was actually sad that we didn't see it in a theater, because I thought it looked so cool. Like, just the backgrounds and the worlds they created, and from the behind-the-scenes stuff, we saw that they actually built all these sets. So I was like, yeah, they should fucking get it for that.
I'm feeling the mood for love and custard tarts, weirdly.
Anyway, yes.
To thank Searchlight and Element, who
Pastéis de nata.
Incredible to work with.
That's the name of the Portuguese tart.
Yeah. Custard tarts, right?
Custard tarts, yeah.
Look at this outfit. Just like green and red tie, untightened tie. Look at this outfit.
Whose?
Hers.
Oh, yes. Interesting pants.
And the tie.
I like her tie.
The tie green.
Her weird green suit. I don't know.
Yeah, see? I was right so far on the makeup production.
I know, spooky. Almost. We're going to give it... We're going to give half an hour. Just relax.
They're doing the Mad Max thing.
A shrieker ran across the stage.
What?
Can you imagine if a new
when was that?
Across the stage today?
Are we going to make
yes.
it happen?
Can you imagine if...
I was saying, are you...
On stage today?
Are we trying to... Oh my god, he looks so huge. I mean, he is huge, but.
No. Jorts are worse than naked. Come on.
I love John Cena so much.
All right, just give out the award, then. God.
He's funny. I didn't think that much of him before Peacemaker. You know, they put a mic on. I was saying, they put a mic on the swoopy thing that he's by, obviously. Because how else would they record him? Wow. John Cena.
I'm so happy about this. He's wearing he's wearing Birkenstocks.
John Cena.
Costumes. Maybe the most important thing there is. I can't open the envelope.
John Cena for the win here.
The nominees for best costume design are
Barbie, costume.
Okay, this costume design. This is so fucking
brilliant.
I obviously went for Poor Things for this, yes, because
Emma Stone's, I think Barbie has a very good chance of winning.
But Emma Stone's, because they did
bring to
so
life very amazing things. But Emma Stone's costumes, I think, were so original and so thoughtful.
They were so cool, yeah. And the shorts and like
the giant
shoulder
sleeves.
Yeah. Oh, and they have all the different outfits in the back. Oh, he gave him a sheet. Nice.
This must be a curtain.
Oh, sure.
Poor Things.
Yes! Motherfucker!
What? What is this? Is this like... Is this not reality?
I don't even know where costumes are.
Academy. Yeah, where the fuck are costumes?
Bottom of the middle.
Thank you, Academy. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm just happy that I was right on the...
Look at her amazing earrings.
On the call here. About the tech awards going to Poor Things. Oh my god, yeah, those eyeball earrings are awesome. Like, they're like eyeballs with wings.
Okay, some things I noticed during that brief interlude were Emily Blunt's dress is not touching her shoulders, and it has what looks like an outline of underwear at the crotch.
Interesting. I didn't see any of that.
We're doing a little Best Picture recap. So don't worry. It's Killers of the Flower Moon, the recap. Side note, my buddy Ian hated this movie. Too long for Ian. I liked it. I was interested in it. Leonardo DiCaprio was a fucking idiot in this movie. And I liked something about that. Oh, now we're doing the best song.
Oh, is this the original song for...
Yes.
Okay. That's cool. I think I ended up voting for this one.
I voted for Billy. I wish they would... It's very red. I wish they would turn up the lights so I could see better.
It's too dark?
When they pull back, it's too dark. This is too dark. I can't see.
I did, yes. I did vote for the Killers of the Flower Moon original song. And after that performance, I think it's gonna... And Billie Eilish's performance was great, too. There's been nothing like this.
Nothing like this nominated ever. It's true.
So...
Yes, I would not be surprised if
it's,
they won.
You know, it's a terrible way to apologize.
I might have
for,
turned it up. You might have to turn it up.
It's a terrible way to apologize for all the shit we did.
Oh, Bad Bunny! This is what Bad Bunny looks like! Surprising.
Bad Bunny and The Rock.
You know, I think I have a hard time buying clothes. The Rock is fucked.
He's got some outfits.
I mean, he can't buy anything, though. Everything he wears has got to be bespoke.
Is this short documentary or full? Oh, no, this is... This is international.
Feature.
It's not a documentary. The first one looked like one.
I'm going to go for Society of the Snow.
And the Oscar. I went for Zone of Interest. The Zone
of Interest. Oh, yeah. You were right.
So, interesting thing about... So, I do want to see this at some point. I heard it's really hard to watch because of the subject matter. But it was made by the same person who did... Under the Skin. Do you remember that really weird movie
that we saw on
the A24?
I've actually
with Scarlett
seen
Johansson?
That movie again
did
since
you?
Then. Yeah, I watched it again.
Well, I used to play it at Beachwood, actually, when I bartended there, because it was, you know... But I remember watching just bartending and being like, what the fuck is this movie?
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea what's happening here. And then we watched it, because I really wanted to see it, and I still don't know what happened in that movie, really. I mean... It goes places, but it's the same. So same director as that movie and Sexy Beast. Do you remember that movie?
Oh yeah, Sexy Beast.
Also
yeah,
Sexy Beast. Yeah.
It was very popular in college.
Yeah, yeah. When I was in film school, yeah. I remember Sexy Beast. I don't think I've ever seen it actually.
Oh, we watched it. It was. No one would have talked to you in the theater department had you not seen it.
If you hadn't seen Sexy Beast.
Yeah.
Well, there were no streaming services there as much then. It was
we
a lot
had
harder
an
to
amazing
find things to watch.
International Film Festival in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I hope it's still going. When I look back on it, I mean, it was incredible.
I think they did a little hug after they said their stuff.
Okay, look at her dress. See how she's really, the dress is underwear.
It looks like it's made of plastic, but right? So it doesn't fit right. But
her hands are hiding the fact that right now, the dress is outlining what looks like.
Yeah, it just have a weird like etched under. Yeah, no, it totally does like the underwear, right? It looks like whitey tighties.
You guys are at the tail end of that because you were riding Barbie's coattails all summer.
Yeah, I mean they barely scratched the surface of the Barbie sales.
Thanks for Ken-splaining that to me.
I called it Barbie Hyman because Pikmin 4 came out on at the same time. People forget that was that same weekend.
The stunt community?
They are truly the unsung heroes.
There should be an Oscar for stunts. Is there now?
It's well, there not probably on here. Is on in the Oscars that aren't here.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, where they have the extra stuff that's not on the ballot.
Yeah. The Oscars, the pre-Oscars Oscar winners. See? Underwear.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But also the top part, doesn't it look like a futuristic plastic, like...
Yeah, because it doesn't touch.
Yeah, it doesn't fit at all. It's really strange. Like, what are the straps even there for?
Usually when I'm talking to Grandma, I can say they. And then every now and then she'll be like, who's they? And me. I'm like, Trey.
Me.
Trey.
Me.
But most of the time I can say it and it goes right over her head. She doesn't realize it. And I'm like, oh, they're home playing video games. And she's like, who's they? And I'm like, Trey.
You have to, you just have to show her that Amadon video that I showed you earlier. Yeah. I think that'll bring it
home. That's really going to clear it right up.
Hey, that was good. That was a good one though, right?
Yeah.
We have to explain to her what professional wrestling
we
is.
We haven't told her about our pronouns. Yeah. So, it's not like she could try. But also, I don't want to try to explain it to her.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I feel the same way.
I don't think it's worth it. Yeah. We'll just keep correctly gendering ourselves when we talk to her. And she can continue to misgender us for the rest of her lives, and that's fine.
And that is the life we live.
I just used to think it was like... Yeah, it's such a personal decision what fight you want to fight, I think. Yeah. And I don't want to fight this fight. Yeah. If you did, I would do it for you.
No, I hear you.
I don't. Personally, I don't.
The way I feel is I'm just, this is how I am, and I don't feel like I need to make this extra effort to try to explain it to you, because it doesn't matter whether you understand it or not. Not just Grandma, but just in general. You know, sure. People are going to not say it. And it's cool if you do and you respect me. I appreciate that. But also, I'm not going to spend extra energy trying to explain it to you.
Right.
Because you're not worth it. As in the people, the just regular people.
There have been a couple of times where I'll say it. And then other people will recognize that I've said they and they pick they up. Mm-hmm. And I really respect that. To me, that's the greatest. Where they can say, what is your husband doing? And I can say, oh, they're doing this. And they're like, oh, they love that. And I'm like, oh, they do love that. And we can just never talk about it. Yeah. You can just understand, you know, just use the pronoun the person used.
Sure, yeah.
I think Trey very perceptively called Barbie mass market feminism.
Yeah, I thought Barbie was fine, but it wasn't. I'm not like, you know, I'm not being stupid about it and blah, blah, blah,
I was
blah, blah.
Being flippant about it earlier this year. And then Joe Coy made me realize that, you know, we still need movies like Barbie.
It felt like, a surface level feminism. And then maybe, right. And you can
but
move
But apparently on, we need that
and
still.
And you can move on to Poor Things after that. It's a 1-2 here. Watch one and then watch the other.
Is it AMC Theater? The movie would just be starting right now.
Because the trailers are so long.
They're like 20 minutes.
Well, there's that movie with the... What's Her Tits? That's like 15 minutes at the beginning.
Oh, we don't go to those theaters. No,
we don't.
We go to Alamo. But Alamo does have a half-hour video thing before, but I like that. That's
oh, yeah,
part
this
of
is
what
great.
I'd like to go there. Oh, we're doing the... All right, supporting actor, and we're going to have the people. Yeah, this is great.
I love it so much.
Oh, Mahershala's there.
Yeah.
Love Mahershala.
And Tim Robbins?
Tim Robbins, yeah. Hey, Kay Kwan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, this one was a hard one for me, for actor and supporting.
I voted for Sterling.
You went for Sterling. I kind of want
to hear what he says.
To get to this night, I can relate. And I'm so, so happy, and I am in awe.
He's going to cry.
Yeah. I do like him a lot. The magic you bring on stage, and I liked his character, too, in the movie. I don't know who this person is.
Sam Rockwell? Is that Sam Rockwell? With just a crazy beard?
Is it? It doesn't even... Yeah. I like Sam Rockwell.
It is?
Yeah, no, it is. With a huge beard. Yeah, you're right.
He learned how to play the violin left-handed. Who does that? Seriously.
They were in Iron Man 2 together. So I kind of caved and went for Robert Downey. Just because... I mean... Because I thought it would
happen. I voted for Sterling K. Brown. I just loved his performance.
But I think that... I think it might not be... I don't think it might not be him. I mean, I've been surprised by a lot of these in a good way, so... Maybe it won't be the ultimate predictable one.
Mr. De Niro in an Oscar-winning... Oscar-worthy performance.
Oh, spoilers. Is it going to be... I almost put De Niro down. I mean, De Niro already has two other Oscars.
Why then?
You know what Ryan Gosling should have got nominated for if he wasn't? For Blade Runner.
For fucking Blade Runner.
He probably wasn't. I don't think they got anything, but that movie's really good.
They got
the second
score.
One. They got something really
sound?
Random. Yeah, right.
Well, the sound in it was incredible.
Yeah, I thought the whole movie was incredible. And I thought he was amazing in that movie. And deserving of empathy. To experience that's what I think of when I see exactly him anytime. I'm like, Blade Runner. What a great movie. 2049. Was it 49 or 39?
49.
Yeah.
Hey, Mahershala.
Weird movie to watch with Grandma, though. Because I didn't watch
but
that.
We did, yeah.
No, I watched it by myself when I was staying there. By myself. We watched Blade Runner. I forgot how much nudity was in it. With your versatility from drama. But she liked it. She said it was weird, but I liked it. I was like, all right, at least you liked it. What did they have these matching pins on their coats?
They do.
Like a red circle with a black dot in it. I don't know what it means.
No, we have to look them up.
And the Oscar goes to Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
Well, you called that.
He didn't get it. I don't know. I mean, this one has been weird. It's been, well, I mean, it's... It's been good. It's been different. I don't know. I guess I did. Yeah, I don't know. You never know.
I think it's a Gaza pin. Yeah. Gaza ceasefire.
I thought maybe, yeah, it was probably a Gaza thing.
The dog. They had fake dog clapping paws. Fake dog clapping paws.
Wow, okay. Why?
I don't know the answer. He didn't have any jokes, and so they got fake dog paws. I don't know what to tell you.
Said they got 5 nominations for Academy Awards. Blade Runner did.
Yeah, I thought they got score, sound, editing.
I think they won. I was trying to figure out what they actually won.
I thought they won sound editing. They won some kind of sound or score category because I thought the sound in it was... To me, it was the most impressive sound I've ever seen in a theater.
Yeah.
Or experienced in a theater.
I think it won, like... I don't know, like cinematography or something. So yeah, they won for cinematography. They got nominated for when there were 2 sound categories, but they didn't win. They lost to Dunkirk for both.
But did they win for score?
They won for best cinematography and best visual effects.
Visual effects. That's a shame because
for Blade Runner.
I'll say it again, Blade Runner. have never been more impressed by the sound in a movie.
Well, it had that really cool part with the Elvis holograms.
Just overall, the tone, the literal tone of the sound, I felt was so important. And shaped the movie for me. The dog.
You know, Anatomy of the Fall is basically a movie of the opening of Chrono Trigger. Do you remember that? Where you get put on trial for everything you did in the game before that point?
Oh, no, I don't remember that at the beginning.
You don't remember that? I thought that was a really cool thing. Well, because you meet the girl at the fair that's the princess.
Yeah.
And they basically try you for... They think that you were trying to...
Future crimes.
That you were trying to, like, kidnap her or whatever because she went with you. And basically everything you did in the game, they will bring up to you in the trial. So, like, there's a part where there's
Aren't they in some movie together?
So, like, there's a part where she, like, drops her bag. And if you go talk to her before you... She, like, drops her pendant. If you go pick up her pendant and then talk to her, they say that you were after her gold because you touched that before you saw her.
Oh.
It's crazy. Like, they like, look at everything you've done. But that's kind of what that one was. But, yeah, they were in Twins.
How did Batman beat you?
Oh, they're talking about being Batman villains.
Yep.
One of them was in a good movie and one of them wasn't.
He's right here.
Michael Keaton giving him the Batman stare. I love Michael Keaton.
I'm gonna see you after the governor's ball. All right. And
that's great. He's just giving him just this one look.
Visual effects.
Oh, Godzilla.
Godzilla. We voted for Godzilla even though we haven't seen it.
God damn it, I want to see that movie so bad.
I really want to see it.
Whenever it gets digital, I'll pay fucking $50 for it. I don't care. I thought it would... Well, supposedly it's going to show up on Crunchyroll is what I've heard. I've looked a bunch of times.
I just loved Shin Godzilla. I've seen Shin Godzilla like 4 times.
We need to see Shin Kamen Rider. I want to see that one. No, Shin Godzilla is awesome. Have it on Blu-ray. Bought it from the video place that doesn't exist anymore in Mitsuha. You know what? Now that we have Apple TV for like a month, I want to see that Godzilla show that's on there. The American one. Apparently okay. That one's really good. Have you heard about that?
Godzilla, motherfucker!
Oh, but the Godzilla crew is here.
And he brought his... They all have Godzilla toys.
That's awesome.
That's so awesome. Wasn't that so cool when we went to...
We went to the Toho Theater with the Godzilla head on it?
Yes. And it shoots fire in Tokyo. There's this giant Godzilla.
It roars on like top every of a 30 building, minutes or something.
And it roars and shoots fire. And also on that floor, there's like a little Godzilla museum.
Yeah, we bought some magnets from there.
It's super beautiful. Yeah.
But we couldn't go out and look at the head because it was raining. Remember?
No, but we watched it from inside.
We watched it from inside. We watched it from the street too because it would go off every 30 minutes. But I wanted to go out and look at the head, but we couldn't because of the weather.
Yeah.
Because it rained a lot while we were there in Japan.
It certainly did. It was October.
But yeah, look at those fucking Godzilla toys. That's really cool. You can do it.
You can do it, buddy. Gosh, can't imagine.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Shh. Fuck off.
Well, when they're holding a picture of somebody who worked on it that died. Is that Lou Diamond Phillips? Editing.
Oppenheimer.
I went for Anatomy of a Fall.
I think Anatomy of the Fall is a good bet.
Because they had some really cool stuff in there.
I loved it. I loved the inside of their house, and I thought they managed to shoot the inside of that house really well. In a very interesting way.
Well, also that part where they played the video that the husband recorded that she didn't know about, and they like acted parts of it but didn't show some of it. Like, there was some really cool stuff in that. I don't know. Like I said, I like that movie, so I put it down for editing.
I just think that this is a movie for Oppenheimer to win.
For editing?
Oh, this is a category for them to win.
But it could be Poor Things again.
And we wouldn't be mad.
Oppenheimer. Okay. You got that one.
They need to win something. I hope they don't win Best Picture. I'm fine with them winning editing. Oh!
You like that green dress?
I like that Anand Mann was the editor.
Yeah.
I think editing is a male-dominated industry. Yeah. And I love her green dress.
Amazing. So this has been.
So she knows.
Yeah.
sorry, just take a deep breath.
I haven't seen Twins since it came out.
You amazing.
No, I think there's a weird part in it, like a unsettling part in there. I don't know. Maybe someday I'll watch it again and remember what bothered me about it when I was a kid. One of the camera people, people on the shoot. Lady camera person, she's editing the show too for the wrestling thing.
Oh yeah.
And we were just talking and she said, like, she's like, because I was asking about when it was going to premiere, and she's like, do you want me to send you all my rough cuts? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll take a look at them if you want to.
Oh, that's sweet.
I just was like, yeah, sure, why not, I'll give it a look. Well, because I was just like, I just wanted to know if any of it was done yet, or where it was going to be on, or whatever. And she's like, I'll send you my rough cuts. I was like, all right, well, sure.
Never heard of this movie, American Symphony.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I can't even. It had a song in it. What about Flaming Hot? You heard of that?
No.
That's another one that has a thing. I saw a thing on when they announced the nominations. People were mad that some song from the whatever the fuck it's called. What's it? The Hunger Games prequel. There was some song from the Hunger Games prequel that people were pissed that didn't get nominated.
Oh.
Because they like loved this song that was in.
Oh, yes, they did. They did love it because the girl who was in it sings a song.
Is that it? Yeah, because they were like, oh, but this one was the best song of the year, whatever. Like, people are just blowing up about it. The Hunger Games one. I mean, I didn't see the prequel, but yeah, people loved that song. John Batiste, but not the wrestler.
Yeah.
Biographical documentary film of a year in the life of John Batiste is what it is.
I think it's, well, I don't know.
The pronunciation?
Yeah.
Oh. But that's the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy. Baptiste,
but I don't know.
His name is similar to that?
Baptista?
The wrestler guy.
Oh, Taylor's coming to Disney Plus.
It's on there. It's been there for a while. If you want to see the eras,
free?
It's on there, yeah. It's on Disney Plus.
I'm going to watch it while you're gone.
Yeah, go for it. No, it's been there for like a month.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to watch this.
Yeah, it's there, like, now. It's on Disney Plus. I've been watching...
It's going to take me all night, so...
It's the long one.
I'll start it right after work.
I've been... What is it? I've been watching The Bad Batch without you, because it started again.
I saw you watching it.
Yeah, it's good. Well, it's the last season. They all got back together. I saw, like, a meme thing online one time. Well, you know, where it's when you like try to sign up for something and it says, are you a robot? And you have to pick, like,
the cars or the bridges. Or...
And it was just a shot of Harrison Ford from Blade Runner just looking confused. And said, are you a robot?
We'll never know.
And it was just a shot from the original Blade Runner. And I was like, it depends on which version you watch, right?
He is a robot, though, in the book.
Yeah, you just told me that's not a question, right? Wait, no, I thought he wasn't a robot in the book.
No, I think he is a robot in the book.
I thought you told me he wasn't, and then it wasn't even a question.
I don't know. I fucking read it. I didn't like it at all.
No, yeah, you told me. I thought whether he's a robot or not was not even a part of it, and that they said right up front that he wasn't a robot. Honestly, I never really cared whether he was a robot or not. That was not important to me. What was important to me about Blade Runner was the life that the replicants had before they died and the amazing performances that they did in that movie. Like, I really didn't care that much about Harrison Ford's character. It wasn't about him, I didn't think. I mean, Blade Runner is one of my favorite movies ever, but I didn't really care whether he was a fucking replicant or not. And I didn't understand why that was a huge thing that people would
debate. Oh, no, they're explicit that he's not a replicant.
Yeah, I thought you told me that, that wasn't a question.
Yeah.
But, like, with the different versions, they're like, oh. It'll be back in his, yeah, it switches.
Look at him just, like, nicely conducting so people know what the fucking beat is. Yeah. He does 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, so we know how to play the music.
1-y and a 2-y and a 1-y and a 2-y. That's what our fucking dude did in band in junior high. He never did that to you?
Never heard of a 1-y and a 2-y.
Oh, maybe that's more of a drumming thing, but yeah. No, he would do that. Our band conductor dude would say that. Don Julio. Fuck yeah. Everybody should have tequila.
No, we don't have time for a toast, but that's very nice.
Yes, we do. Everyone, raise your glass to Mr. Coleman, Miss Charlize Theron. I love you. You're my angel.
Look at her, she's so excited.
Hello, everybody.
You're like, hello.
She's like, me? Oh, God.
Look at these little skinny tequila bottles. I like it.
They handed out pizza one year. Remember that? It was stupid.
Yeah.
Hated it.
Was that the one?
I'd much rather have a tequila.
Was that like the 2020 one that was just a mess?
Oh, I don't know.
You remember that one?
No, the 2020 one was the sadness.
There was the one where like...
It was like 9 people where like in
nobody
a
was there, yeah. Well, but you... Well, there was one where you were working at CineSpace still, and we did it, and then you crashed and then had to go to work the next day or something like that.
2021, yeah.
I thought that was the one that was... But I thought it was sad, like nobody was there.
Yeah.
Jurassic World Dominion.
Okay, no. Oh, Jurassic World is on something, too. I was going to tell you that.
I need to watch them all from the beginning. I need to watch them all from the beginning. I want to do it.
The only... Well, I'll watch them with you if you want to. I've only seen the first one. That's all I've seen.
I think we need to go on a Jurassic adventure, sequels. Okay? Yeah. Oh my God, I need you to put that on our list. I need to buy a lot of popcorn, and let's just watch a fucking Jurassic movie every night.
Okay.
They're streaming places.
Well, I wanted to figure out where... No. Well, the original trilogy... I actually have the original trilogy on DVD.
Oh, great. We don't even need to rent it.
Brandon basically gave it to me when he moved out. He gave me his Twin Peaks Gold box set and his Jurassic Park trilogy.
You're welcome.
And some other DVDs, too.
The nominees for Best Documentary Short are...
Oh, documentary short.
The ABCs of Book Banning, Sheila Nevins and Trish Goodwin.
That's the one that I went for, because I like the name of it.
John Hoffman and Christine Turner, The Last Repair Shop, Ben
Crawford. Oh, people like that one.
Yeah, big applause for that. Sean Wong and Sam Davis. Also like the title of that one, The 99 Wipo.
I like The Barber in Little Rock.
The Last Repair Shop.
Oh, that was almost the one I voted for.
But you were into that one though.
That was the one I liked the best.
Short. Barber in Little Rock. I think somebody got interviewed when we were watching the red carpets earlier about that. I remember hearing something about it. Maybe I'll recognize them from now.
Oh, look at her.
It's kind of like, hi, buddy.
She looks like Cinderella.
I was going to say, she kind of looks, it's like Devine's dress, but if you took the arm parts and put them on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
It's like the same color. Because Devine had the crazy pom-poms on like the bottom. She's so excited to be there.
I mean, can you imagine? That's life-changing.
Yeah, seriously.
Searchlight, LA Times, Breakwater Studios, et al. Studios, every human who poured their heart into this film.
I liked that he was very non-gendered there. He said humans.
Yeah, I love
that's
that.
That's what you would say.
That is what I would say.
And I like that, though.
That is what I say all the time.
Yeah, humans. Well, I say persons a lot. Like, I don't like to say, like, sound guy or camera guy or anything like that. I say persons. Oh, this is a long documentary.
I liked the name of To Kill a Tiger initially.
Yeah. I'm sure that one's very depressing.
Fuck yeah.
I went for Eternal Memory because I like that name. I like that, the way that sounded.
I voted for that one.
Yeah. You went for 20 days?
I did.
Sorry, buddy. I'm just trying to find my pen. I thought, when I was looking at it, I thought that 20 days would be what would get it. But I just thought Eternal Memory was a cool title.
We got a lot left.
It's the Oscars.
Thank you.
I thought we were pretty speedy.
We have 10 left.
Michelle, Brady, Daryl.
We've done 13.
Okay, yeah. At the top it says of 23, so we're over halfway through.
Hey, I counted right.
Yes.
I've been keeping adequate track.
Yes.
Yeah, because we have 10 left and we've done 13.
You're the ultimate track keeper.
Sorry, I probably got you.
Thanks to Ukraine. Slava Ukraini.
So, you remember when Michael Moore won an Oscar?
Yeah.
And he wanted to talk about the bullshit of the Iraq War and George W. Bush and how they played him off and then had fucking fat jokes after that against him?
Yeah.
The next year? I'm just, you know, the Oscars are much different now, is all I'm saying. Like that, like what, you know, I mean, yes, we should be saying things about all the fucked up things that are happening, but in like 2002 or whatever, they would have played them off and then did a fucking video joke about them in 2003.
Yeah.
They did. There was like a part where he like got killed by a dinosaur because he was too fat to run away from it quick enough or something like that. It was awful. And he was just trying to say, like, fuck George W. Bush in his acceptance speech. And he's, like, banned from the Oscars forever now for that.
Hmm.
Or no, what was it? No, yeah, he won for Bowling for Columbine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for Bowling for Columbine. And he was like, well, documentaries are about truth, and let's talk about the lies that the president are telling us right now. And I was like, this is savage, but yeah, they...
No, I loved it. I thought it was great.
They played him
off. I remember it.
You remember it, right?
No, yeah, I remember it. I remember it very specifically.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we were at a point yet of saying real shit at the Oscars.
You should be able to say whatever you want.
No, but I'm just saying, I think people are more... Like, oh, I mean, we can see the number of people who are wearing ceasefire pins in the audience today. Yeah. So I think... quote-unquote politics is a lot more prevalent at the Oscars.
Yeah.
I think in 2001 or whenever that was that he won.
It was either 2002 or 2003 because I just started film school.
We still weren't doing that.
Yeah.
And although he won, obviously he was raked across the coals for it.
Yeah.
He was raked across the cross.
He was. But he was ahead of the time on that, where he's like, you know.
No, 100%.
He's like, hey, thanks for the award, but let's talk about real shit right now.
Right.
So it was the 2003, happened in 2003 for 2002 movies.
Yeah.
So Bowling for Columbine was 2002.
Yeah.
And he got an Oscar for it. So then... 2004. I just remember the following one, they did this awful like intro where he got like ran over by a dinosaur.
Railed, basically.
And it was, they were, and it was like, and I was like, really? This is how you're responding to this?
Yeah.
And I was in, you know, I was in the streets for the Iraq War. We were out there, me and Darren and Jessica were all there walking Chicago. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
That's what you mean.
Yeah, in the streets, protesting.
You were not in the streets of Iraq.
No, in the streets of Chicago.
Yes.
We did the protest, yeah.
Yeah.
After, you know, was that like second term George W. or whatever? I thought it was around there. Well, we all made posters and we all walked there and did all that shit.
It does sound crazy.
Yeah, I heard the sound design.
Like,
it's amazing.
I can hear the sound is different. Just from this.
Yeah, supposedly it's like terrifying, like it's like a horror movie, like with, you know, the ultimate evil in the background.
Yeah.
You know, like just, yeah.
Oh, Zendaya.
I do really want to see Dune 2 also. I mean, I've heard nothing but good things about it, but...
I've heard amazing things about it. I want to see it so bad.
Yeah.
Maybe we can see it when you're back.
As an interpreter, they take a vision and
translate... Okay, cinematography.
Cinematography. I put Poor Things down. Just because, like I said earlier, I wanted so much to see it in the theater because I thought it looked beautiful.
Voted for Poor Things. Yeah.
For achievement in cinematography.
I thought it looked amazing.
El Conde, Edward Lachman.
I really wanted to see this one. It was on a list of horror movies. I was surprised it was nominated.
Maestro, Matthew Ribotique.
Oh, Maestro.
Ugh.
Still 0-0 on that one, thankfully. Yeah. But look at that. Like, it looks... Poor Things looked amazing. They didn't show enough of it there. Look at these and crazy swirlies back here.
Oppenheimer.
Oh, we're behind because Caroline knew the answer to that one before I.
Well, don't look at your
phone
then.
I didn't know that.
Well, we had that whole kerfuffle earlier trying to figure it out.
Okay, I won't look at my phone again.
It's like when you check Twitter and you're a couple seconds behind the Super Bowl or something.
Oh, Issa Rae, that slit is. Luscious.
425.
I got it. Don't worry about it.
Okay. No,
strip down stories to their most short films. Elements, which is exactly what we're gonna do. Live action short.
Keep it short.
Oh, okay.
For best live action
I went for the
Wait.
The Athlete, Nazarene Chowdhury, and Sarah McFarlane. The wonderful story of Henry Sugar.
That
looks amazing.
I went for that one because it was Wes Anderson.
Well, I'm voting for that because that looks insane.
Yeah, I went for the Wes Anderson one because I heard it was good.
And the Oscar goes to The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar,
Wes Anderson. And I heard a lot of people like... Oh, he's not here. Wes Anderson did not come to the... I mean, first time Wes Anderson got an Oscar, right?
I think the Fox movie won something.
Animated?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't like that movie.
Well, I don't care if you liked it. I think it won something.
I'm just telling you,
I think it won something.
I watched it on a plane. I don't know. I thought it was censored, but I guess it's just...
Oh, here's the fire song.
Supposed to be? Lord of the Rings? Part a million? What is this? Oh no, is this Flamin' Hot Cheetos, the movie?
There's no stopping ya.
Well, Wes Anderson, this is his third Oscar.
Okay.
He got one for Fantastic Mr. Fox,
yeah.
Was his first one in 2007.
Thank
you're
you.
Right. And
for what?
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
For what category?
Best Animated Feature.
Oh, okay.
Which you said.
Yeah.
And then he got another one for Best
Original... Budapest, right?
Best Original Screenplay for Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh, Moonrise Kingdom. Oh. The slightly pedophilic one.
Yes. I didn't say that, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was weird.
It's a little creepy.
It is a little creepy, yeah.
I liked it very much, and then I thought about it.
I did like it, but also it was like...
A little creepy, a little voyeuristic.
It felt weird, yeah.
Didn't love it on second thought.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but I thought that Fox movie won.
Yeah. I watched it on a plane somewhere. And I was just... Because they don't cuss. They just say, like, cuss, where they're supposed to say, like,
yes.
Fuck or whatever.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get past that.
Yeah.
It bothered me. I didn't like it. I was like, is this because of the plane? Is this supposed to be fun? I don't like this.
Is this because of the plane?
I thought it was censored.
Is this a plane thing?
I thought it was censored because we're on a plane. I don't know. But I couldn't do it.
Is she going to play Serena? Oh, sexy tennis trifecta fucking.
Yeah.
I know, Nuki.
Late April.
A sexy fucking trifecta tennis movie. I know. Is that what you thought was going to happen?
Nuki has feelings about that.
You know, Nuki loves a threesome movie. They're a little bit risque, Nuke. Nuke, risque.
I'm just upset that Bo is Afraid didn't get nominated for anything.
Yeah, I think, like...
I was joking. Oh. But we saw that movie. I mean, have you come around on it? I don't think it's
no, on No, I came on around on it immediately while talking to Ian, in fact. Yeah. I hated it. And then we talked about it for like an hour.
Yeah, a lot of people hate it. I mean,
and then the more I talked about it...
I just overheard, like... I remember us like paying for parking and people being like, fuck that movie. You know, it's like...
But the more we talked about it, the more I liked it and I was interested in it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to watch it again.
I don't know.
But it could have been nominated for production design. It was a pretty epic production design.
Yeah.
I think it could have been nominated for screenplay also. If nothing else,
it should have gotten an award for best tub attack. That guy that like fell from the ceiling when he was in the bathtub. That was terrifying.
We hear, if you build it, he will come. And then Costner does it. He builds a baseball field. Well, I guess he doesn't build it. He mows down corn, and then there is a field.
It's not he will come, it's they will come.
Yeah, it's they will come.
Like, come on.
Everybody knows that.
And also, one of those lines was from Madam Web. I know that.
Oh, John Mulaney, you're so funny.
He was going to say, they all thought he was funny.
Okay, sound.
Yeah.
What I vote for?
Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
I voted for Oppenheimer, too, because...
Oh, you sound sad about
really...
it.
Oh, I mean, what do I have here? Maestro?
Maestro, terrible.
I should have went for Zone of Interest.
Well, you can change it.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, I already put it down, so I'm not going to change it.
Yeah, Mission Impossible has a chance of winning because it's a big action movie. But once again, I think this is a category for Oppenheimer.
I went for Oppenheimer because... Yeah, it was
Hoping that Oppenheimer winning these things will mean it's not going to win Best Picture.
I was saying it would be cool that...
And wouldn't it have been cool if Maestro had some sound in it that was in any way interesting?
Or anything of Maestro was interesting.
Sure didn't.
Maestro was garbage. God damn it, that's the one. Only because I heard on a podcast that they used mono instead of stereo to, like, not...
I mean, that's really impressing.
Where the sound was. I just
impressive.
Thought they were doing interesting things with it that isn't normally done in sound editing or whatever.
Yeah.
So I should have went with that. But also, I did like, you know, when the bomb went off and the bomb had no sound, that's cool. And that part where they were stomping their feet on the stadium when he was giving his speech or whatever. There were some good sound moments in Oppenheimer, I guess. This guy's really, really all about his shoes. I mean, they are going to have, I mean, they're going to have a fun time with this song here. Because I mean, as of like all of Barbie, I did think that the Ken video was pretty fun. Or the Ken song and this whole, and I do think that Ryan Gosling is pretty hilarious and awesome at the same time.
I guess I didn't put it together that, like, him winning this would mean he has to sing this.
Well, they gotta have the performance.
No, I just didn't think about it.
I didn't think about it either. But, I mean, this is... I mean, I think he's pretty awesome, so whatever.
Can you turn it up?
And they got people running in from the sides. Oh, yeah, and they got all the Kens there, too.
Oh, I thought they were gonna do a costume change there. That they're gonna like rip off his clothes and
did a camera change. They switched to they did the bird's eye view here.
Oh dear.
And heads?
All these Barbie heads.
I thought this
Now it's a costume change, I bet you.
Oh, come on. 100%. Right? Because they got a.
Nope.
No, it wasn't?
Should have been.
But Slash is here now?
Slash. Missed opportunity for a costume change.
I'm glad you're still alive, Slash.
Can he win an Emmy for his performance at the Oscars?
Ken?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because this is pretty spectacular.
I mean, he has to, like, put in an album or something to win an Emmy, right? Oh no, because the TV.
No, Emmys is TV.
Yeah. That is pretty cool. That America and Greta, like, they're all singing.
Yeah.
I mean, they should kind of give him an Oscar just for this performance of it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he deserves the Oscar, but can he win an Emmy?
But he should get an Oscar for this, because this performance is...
And I'm saying I don't think amazing. He deserves an Oscar, but he sure could win an Emmy.
Well, I do think it was if it was based on the popular vote and not the Academy or whatever, then 100% they would win for that song. Or if they took votes from everyone in the audience there.
Yeah, if it was an audience poll.
They would get it too. Except for Steven Spielberg's daughter or granddaughter or whatever. She seemed confused.
The very best fixture we have is this Hutch from 1909.
Well, we must be close to being done.
We have best picture, director, actress in a leading role, actor in a leading role, actor in a supporting role. No, we did that. Wait, no, we didn't.
We did the supportings already, both supportings.
Who won actor in a supporting role?
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh.
Remember?
No.
He made the faces and then he came out and
talked original about his wife. Score.
We haven't done score.
Original song. That's it.
Yeah, we need
best picture, director, the both of the leads, original score, original song.
Yeah. So it's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's the main ones, yeah. Well they just did the last performance.
Yes, of original song.
Of the song, yeah. So So we'll probably come back and do score and song. And then we got leads and the movie.
What is your count so far of correct answers?
I don't know.
Minus 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 11.
Ooh, I'm 10 out of 17 and you're 11 out of 17. Do we have any differences coming up?
Well, original score, we both have Poor Things for that, right?
Yep.
Okay. We have differences for original song.
What'd you vote for, Ken?
No, Killers of Flower Moon.
Oh, okay. I voted for what was I making
for? I went
for
a song for the wrong song for my people.
What's your actor?
Actor?
In a leading role.
I think we're both Cillian Murphy on that, right?
Yes. Actress?
I went for Lily Gladstone.
And I voted for Emma Stone. So we do have some differences, so there will be a clear winner. Director?
You know what? I went for Yorgos.
Me too.
For Poor Things.
And Best Picture you voted for?
Poor Things.
And I voted for Killers of the Flower Moon.
Because you think that one might win?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not because it's my favorite.
Well, I mean, you know, most of the time I go for, like, I try to bet on what I think will win, but I went different this year. I'll just vote for what I
like. And I also went different because I usually vote for what I want.
Yeah, you normally go for
but this year a lot of what I wanted is also what I thought would win. However, for Best Picture, I really think the only contenders as far as the Academy are concerned are Killers of the Flower Moon and Oppenheimer.
I figured it was going to be Oppenheimer, but I just don't want to.
And I didn't want to vote for Oppenheimer, which is why I keep saying that this is a category Oppenheimer can win, and that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Because it needs to win some things. But I think Killers of the Flower Moon, if Lily Gladstone wins for actress, then I think Oppenheimer will probably win Best Picture.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be a 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
But I'd like for Emma Stone to win, even though I think she won for that horrible tap dance movie.
Oh, La La Land?
La La Land.
Yeah, we saw that movie in the theater, and it was God. Awful. You hated it.
Well, I fucking hated that movie. And also, like, not to mention that whole part at the beginning with them stuck on the highway, the sound was awful.
Oh, the sound was terrible.
It was the worst sound I've ever experienced.
Well, and don't forget that was the Oscar where Warren Beatty fucked it up. You remember that?
Yes.
Where he said La La Land and it was actually Moonlight, which was way better. Moonlight was a much better movie.
Moonlight was my pick and I was devastated.
Yeah, we recorded for that it.
2 minutes.
Yeah. Needs to know what's next. No, you're right. They won six categories for that fucking movie.
Yeah.
And Emma Stone did win Best Actress.
Yeah.
And they won Best Director. And also, that was when I was working at the bar still on Sundays, so we didn't get to watch it until the day after.
Yeah, and I did not have it spoiled for me.
And me either. But I was working with Chrissy, and she saw it. She watched it with her parents, and she didn't spoil it to me at all. And I was just talking about La La Land, and I was like, the sound was so bad in that movie. And she's like, well, it didn't win any of the sound categories. I thought that was funny. But yeah, she never told me anything about the like mistake and all that.
So I think we're
that.
About to get sound right here. Whoa, Ariana Grande.
For original song and original score, a great movie song can set the mood.
I like Cynthia Erivo's dress. Tell a story.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's cool.
Oh, because they're in Wicked. This is a nod to their Wicked.
Oh, yeah.
So she's Glinda, and she's Elphaba. Elphaba, who is green. Glinda, who is pink.
Yes.
This is a nod to the fucking Wicked.
Yep, which I don't want to see.
But I feel proud that I picked that out.
Oh, yeah. Because of the witches.
Yeah. Score?
Score, yeah.
More things for me.
It really should be, because
it was so interesting.
So interesting, yeah, and so different, so unique. And when we got to
it was like the score was learning along with the movie. I don't know. It just was, I thought it was so brilliant.
Oh, they did. They should have, because some of it's like bing, 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 bing. Yeah. Like it's like all over the place.
Oppenheimer. Damn it.
Come on. If it was me and I was choosing, I would have went for Poor Things.
I really think Poor Things was the winner there.
I felt like it really stood out.
Honestly, it was one of the best scores. It was so unique
and it was so different. And
while we were watching
it, but it wasn't annoying, and it actually was still telling a story. Like, I thought it was great.
No, it for me, it was one of the best scores ever.
And I'm glad that we got the one with the extra stuff on there, so we could hear them talk about, you know, what they were trying to do. Oh, yeah, so they're going to do score, now they're going to do original song.
And the Oscar goes to... Billie Eilish.
Yes!
Oh, damn. So, double Oscars for Billie Eilish.
Two Oscars for Billie Eilish. What is she, 21?
So that makes you tied with me, right? On this one, because you got this one.
No, wait, were you wrong about... Score? You were wrong about score?
Yeah, wait, did you vote for Oppenheimer on score?
No.
I thought we both did Poor Things.
Okay, so that does make us tied.
No, it does, because original song you were right on and I wasn't.
Yeah, that makes us tied.
That's what I just said.
I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, I thought you said that doesn't make us tied.
No, I said it does.
Oh, okay.
Okay, only the top four left.
Yeah, the big ones. And we're only at 8:45. So you're probably going to be right on it going 9:15. To 9:15. Yep,
yeah.
You're right on that.
Do you think there are bets for how long the Oscars go over? I should have bet on it.
We could have. Yep.
And director?
Oh, yeah, we haven't done director yet either. Yeah, you're right.
And director.
Well, they also, when they went to coming back to do the best director, and then it didn't happen. It went to score and music. So, but they're like, yeah, and when we be back, we'll do best director and best actors. And I'm like, what about the music? And then they did the music, and those other things didn't happen. So, whatever.
But really, for me, I'm doing. I mean, I don't know if it'll hold out, but I normally do very bad at the ballot.
Well.
I'm normally like a 7 out of 23 kind of person.
Actually, I think, yeah.
You are normally much better.
Well, I try to predict whatever's going to happen, but I wanted to, I don't know, I was going to switch it around this year. When I was trying to put it together, I was like, I don't know, let's try to be interesting with it. Let's do, sure, you can predict whatever's going to happen, but why don't you just say more about how you feel about it?
Yeah, that's what I've always done.
That'll make it more interesting.
Is what I want versus what I think will happen. But as I said, this was a different year because a lot of what I want is actually what I thought would happen. chose better for me because I liked the things that I thought were going to win.
I just think it's kind of cool that I was right about the Mad Max thing, because yeah, poor Things got 3 Oscars: costume, makeup, production design. And that's kind of, yeah, I mean, it was a lot of, aside from the, you know, script and director or whatever. I'm just glad they won some shit, so hopefully people can just watch that.
Yeah, I heard some people say they thought Poor Things was not the movie for them.
Yeah, I've seen it. I guess it's divisive, but I loved it. I thought it was great.
But I think if you've only seen the trailer, or you've only seen clips or whatever, fuck that shit. Just watch it.
Yeah.
Of all the movies this year, it would be the one movie I would say, just please watch it.
Yeah. Agreed. I was really excited about it. I didn't really know that much about it aside from it being an A24 movie. But then I also saw like the Frankenstein type stuff in there. And I was like, oh, cool. You know, it was great. I didn't really know anything about it going into it, which is always really cool, where you don't know anything and then it really surprises you the whole way through.
Yeah, I didn't know anything. I actually like was learning as we were watching, like, oh, this is a Frankenstein's monster movie. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I had seen, the only inclination I had of that it was maybe that, was just seeing Willem Dafoe's makeup and how his face was pieced together.
Yeah.
Where I thought, and actually when we were watching it, I kind of hoped in my mind that Willem Dafoe was Frankenstein's monster.
Emma Stone was
And that he had gone on
to
become his own, you know, his own version of Dr. Frankenstein.
Well, actually, that is what happened, right? I mean, he is a product of his father's experiment, so you're exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I wanted in my head canon was that Willem Dafoe was the monster, the creature, and he became, and he did become
Dr. Frankenstein. And he went on to become his own, doctor, but you're right.
But because it worked out much better, because he understood being created as a monster or whatever, that's why he was so much better than
the it's actual, a generational trauma,
the actual Victor Frankenstein.
Yeah
I don't know, there's been comic books about that, or they even did that a little bit in the Penny Dreadful, where like Frankenstein's monster like, you know, lives on and becomes really intelligent and like becomes like a superhero or whatever. Like, there's been different stories about that I've read. And
oh, is this In Memoriam?
I like the idea of him, you know, going on and becoming much more than what he was expected to be or whatever. Yeah. Yes, yeah, the Memoriam. I mean, are we going to get Akira Toriyama in there? Oh, Pee-wee. And Piper Laurie from Twin Peaks. I mean, last year is such a blur. I don't even remember all the people that died. I guess Akira Toriyama wouldn't be on here because he just died this year.
Yeah, next year.
But I mean, he had a huge influence in anime through Dragon Ball and all that. So, you know, huge influence in animation. Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers, that's so sad.
William Friedkin. Oh yeah, the fucking Exorcist director died. Tina Turner. Tina Turner was last year.
Wow. Feels like Tina Turner died 10 years ago. Sorry, Tina.
Yeah, I remember we talked about William Friedkin, because he was on had just done a movie before he died. He was still working.
Yeah, he was working right up until he died.
Yeah. He did the Bug movie too, right?
Yeah.
So, the original Jurassic Park trilogy is on Netflix.
Mm.
But the Jurassic World stuff, I saw it was on one of the streaming services that we have, but I don't remember which one.
I think it's Disney, right?
No, Jurassic World is on a different thing. It's like Peacock or something, but we have it.
Well, we better get on it.
I just always wanted to see that third one, because I heard the third one was kind of like, oh no, it's on Max. The second trilogy is on Max, Jurassic World. But we have that. But I heard the third one was kind of like almost a horror movie. And a lot of people liked it, like when it came out. I don't know, maybe we could have our podcast have a triumphant return and we could do a Jurassic Park episode or something. So I'd like to do one again sometime. That's not just this. That is correct. I mean, we know that. We've done how many of these? Here with the Oscar for Best Actor, please welcome all five original members of
NSYNC. Okay, Best Actor.
They're doing Best Actor first? I do like this a lot. Yeah, like you were saying, where they do, yeah, they'll do different.
Oh, Forrest Whitaker.
Previous actors, and they will tell you a thing they will tell you about. Nicolas Cage. What did Nicolas Cage win for?
Air Raising Arizona?
No. I was going to say the Cher movie that we did an episode about. Moon something?
Moon over of the Misbegotten with Cher?
No. What was it called? Oh, Nicolas Cage got one for Leaving Las Vegas. But what was the Cher one?
Yeah, Moonstruck.
Moonstruck, there you go. It was one, yeah, you got it. I knew it was one word with moon in it.
And got hair plugs. From the script to the screen, Bradley takes a
transformative journey into becoming. Leonard Bernstein brings to life all the character. Matthew McConaughey. What did he win for? American icon. We also did an episode about it. We did an episode about this movie that he won Best Actor for.
Oh, he won for the AIDS movie.
Yeah, Dallas Buyers Club. Yeah. You got it. Yeah. You know, there's talk about Cillian Murphy playing Dr. Doom in the Fantastic Four movie. Have you seen that?
No, but I wouldn't be mad at that.
I wouldn't be mad at it either. But there's talk about it. But I also saw somebody, I think IGN posted that you should never see Dr. Doom's face and it should just be a voice, which I think would be really cool too.
Yeah.
Because that's what he always was. He
should be the Mando, right?
Well, never take his helmet off. Yeah, well, that's all what he was to me. Well, the original appearance, he was just a silhouette. You never saw his face.
Yep.
So we both got that one.
Still tied.
So the decider will be like actress, right? That's the other one we differ on, I think. Oh, no, you have a different one for best movie, because you went for Killers of the Flower Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Because we switched our ways of voting. We're like the X-Files in like the fourth season. When Scully and Mulder switch. When it was peak X-Files. Where Mulder doesn't believe anymore and she's a believer. Because she was like impregnated by aliens or something. Oh, yeah, he's Irish. I mean, I'd never hear him in his, in his non-acting voice. A natural voice.
Commercial break.
Bradley Cooper, you were never going to win. Sorry.
Oh, not commercial break.
No.
Sorry, I ate pizza.
Mr. Spielberg.
I thought it was a break.
No, it's fine. I'm sure it sounds fine.
Director is what he's presenting.
Yeah, I figured. But we haven't done actress yet? No.
No, we haven't done actress and we haven't done best picture.
Well, yeah. Well,
usually actor is last.
No, best picture's last.
Usually actor is last before best picture.
Oh, okay.
So I'm happy about it not being.
Oh.
You voted for...
Director, Poor Things.
Me too.
Yeah.
So we both get it wrong.
You're Yorgos Lanthimos, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just because, like, Could you imagine the directing for that?
Did you vote for Killian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But could you imagine the directing for that? Like the different phases of the brain?
We lost.
I know, but like, can you imagine how complicated that would have been for the director of Poor Things?
Yeah, insanely
like of, like the different phases of her life and her like where her brain's at and all that, and like being like a baby or like that. I just think about that fucking dancing scene.
Well,
with her and like Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
And how that doesn't look stupid as fuck, and they can somehow make it look really cool. Like, I mean, I'm just respect the fuck out of the directing on that.
They made it look as good as they did. You know what I mean?
What?
They didn't shoot it in order.
Oh yeah. Dragged me up here. I mean, I could have went for Nolan, but I just wanted to go. Like I said, I just thought in my heart.
The
like,
directing that impressed me the most was Poor Things, so yeah. That's what I voted for.
Exactly, me as well. A crew. I just looked into my own feelings of what I thought.
You voted from your just heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. You should thank me, Christopher Nolan, because I saw you once on the Dark Knight set. You came out and thanked us.
You thanked
the PAs. I did think it was cool that he thanked the PAs. And we had lobster tail and like a prime rib for the final.
For the final, dinner, yeah.
So that's cool. And the Joker, Heath Ledger, he ate with the crew, which was cool.
Yeah.
He never was in Australia. You think that I'm a meaningful part of it means the world to me. Thank you very much. That's why it extra sucked when he died, because I knew he was really cool. Because I met him, sort of. I mean, I never actually talked to him, but I saw him around a lot.
Now we take a commercial break?
Should be. Actress in picture.
Yeah.
Actress in picture, and we're at 9:07. Actually, I thought it was 6 to 9:30 was what they were saying.
I think it'll be 9:30 now.
Yeah.
I think that pizza's great. I would vote for that pizza. Over a lot of other pizzas.
Best pizza Oscar. So we got Michelle Yeoh, Jessica Lange, Charlize Theron.
I think it was,
Oh, it's Forrest Gump's mom. Sally Field.
Sally Field.
Yeah, I need to look it up. Oscar night, and I still don't
know if she did it. I thought it was pretty obvious that she didn't do it. Curious as a puppy and hungry as a bear, Emma Stone's brilliant Bella is unhinged. Yeah, that's exactly right. Who refuses to be categorized and, like Bella, is completely original. Bravo, Emma. I love that, and I think that's exactly right about this performance.
I was just trying to figure out what Sally Field won for. Norma Rae in Places in the Heart. I haven't seen either of those. Carrie Mulligan radiates as Leonard Bernstein's wife, Felicia. She was good in Saltburn, too. The movie that didn't get nominated for anything. But she was in that movie. And the Oscar goes
to Emma Stone. Yes!
Really?
Oh my god!
Really?
Oh my god!
Wow.
Holy crap!
Really?
Oh my god!
I think you won this one.
Oh my god! I'm so excited for her!
Damn.
Oh my god.
It was, I mean, yeah.
You're okay.
It was,
Her dress, like, split up the back.
Her zipper.
She's okay. You're okay, Emma. You're okay. You're all right. You're all right. You're all right. You're all right.
It's a very weird dress, but it's fitting for the movie because she had a lot of... Okay, my voice is also a little gone. Whatever. Don't worry about it. You got it. You are all incredible, and the women in this category. Poor Things. I'm glad you won so many things. I should have went with my gut on that. Because I did think that her performance was incredible.
I'm not crying. I was crying a lot, actually.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, we only have one left. I mean, but really, Poor Things really cleaned up.
9:18. Just saying, 9:30, we're going to be out.
Yeah.
If you shut up, Jimmy Kimmel. If you shut the fuck up right now.
Well, you know, this is their ender. They're going to do what they can.
I'm at 13.
I think you're ahead of me. I think I have 12. How many did you have?
13.
Oh, I might be even lower. Oh. What was it? Was that Trump, Trumpy Dumpy?
Haha, very funny.
Yeah, don't talk about him.
I'm surprised you're still on. Isn't it past your jail time?
Much past your jail time, sir.
I mean, it's been a long time past your jail time. I mean, I'm sure he's going to be like, hey, I ended it early, or I could have if I wasn't stalling for so long. Robert De Niro?
Al Pacino.
Oh, well, yeah, Al Pacino just had a kid, right, too?
He just had a kid?
No, I think he did.
What's he, like, 75?
Because he has a really young wife, too, right? I thought he was, like, 80-something.
Don't tell me anything. I don't want to know anymore.
Exactly.
I literally don't want to know anymore, please.
I have 11. I have 11, you have 13, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're two ahead, so
I'm winning.
I can't. Yeah, so you,
you can't
you
even win.
Nope.
I win.
Yeah.
I win. I never won before, ever.
Nope.
In 11 years of doing this or something. Is it right? Are you sure?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, no, I only have 11.
I have to go to the end. And my eyes see Oppenheimer.
Yeah. Oppenheimer's the winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured that one.
I figured it, but I just wanted to.
One, two, three,
I just
four,
wanted to say
five,
poor
six,
things.
7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13. 13. That's the best I ever did.
Yeah.
And yeah, I beat you.
Yeah, you beat me by 2.
Wow. Oppenheimer. Oh.
Yeah, because I only have 1, 2. Yeah. Yeah, I only have 11. So you're 2 ahead of me. I missed 12. But it's really cool that Poor Things won as much as it did. And good for you for saying that Emma Stone would get best female actor.
I thought her performance was the best, so.
I mean, it's definitely, I kind of just fell into it. And I did like Lily Gladstone because she could say a lot without saying a lot, like her face.
I think Lily Gladstone did a lot of work. I'm not discounting her work.
You know what you're saying about when you could just look at, you can just have a look and it says a million things?
Yeah.
I think that she did that very well. And,
absolutely.
Absolutely
did that.
Flower Moon. Yeah.
She was phenomenal. She really was.
But also Emma Stone did a lot of things. But it never really felt corny. It still kind of made sense. I mean, could you imagine acting in a movie where you're just like, da, da, you know, or like trying to act like a baby as an adult or...
Right.
And make it not look stupid? Like, I just...
Or just like, you know, your verbs aren't right, your speech isn't...
Yeah.
You know, I took a video, in fact, of my favorite moment in Poor Things where... He comes to her and he's like, oh, I'm just so upset. You know, Mark Ruffalo's being a whiny little bitch or whatever. And
she's like, I don't understand.
They're
you.
On the boat. Yeah. And she's like, she just basically is like, she just looks at him like, I don't know. And she doesn't apologize. She doesn't make him feel better about himself. She doesn't say she was wrong. She doesn't do any of the things that we as women are taught. She says what she means.
Yeah.
And then she lets it be uncomfortable until he leaves.
Yeah.
I think it's honestly so important and so much more feminist than so much of the fluff that we saw in Barbie.
Yeah.
Like this red dress on this lady on the far right with the deep V. Got 6 minutes, buddy, before we're cutting your off.
9:24. It's really early Oscar. Yeah, it normally goes real late.
He's the producer.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They let the money talk at the Oscars.
Well, when it's the best picture,
yeah.
It's all about the producer. Well, everybody's there, but the one who is like the one who, you know, the one that you talk about who got the Oscar is the producer, right?
Yeah.
The one who put it together, you know.
The one who payrolled that shit.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper. People are already gone. Some people are already left.
If only there was some way for Christopher Nolan to text his family to tell them the good news.
If only.
That's it for our show. I want to thank the Academy for having me.
9:26. I do think that Jimmy Kimmel was really, really trying to get it under the wire here.
He did it. He did great.
Well, according to...
Time-wise,
we're watching it on Sling.
Jokes-wise, 7 out of 10, but time-wise...
Well, sure.
10 out of 10. Good night.
Well, I mean...
My favorite part was when they brought out all the 5 past winners.
Yeah.
That was the best. Was I loved it very
and
much.
It was
I
cool
hope
that they
keep
that. Described all the... Oh, there's the dog peeing on Matt Damon.
Matt Damon, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Matt Damon was in that movie.
You gotta fuck Matt Damon over somehow. Or else you're not Jimmy Kimmel. Okay, we sign off?
Yeah, we could.
Thank you for joining us for the 96th Oscars.
We haven't done 96 of them. But
we sure
yes.
haven't even been alive for 96 of them. We have done like 10 or 11 or 9.
Or 8. Whenever it gets... Look at the description. The number will be in there in the post, so... We'll know that amount. But yeah, here we are in our house, and we did one in the living room. And, you know, I think it came out well, and I think these Oscars were brief. I feel like a lot of them really go on for a long time. And this one was a...
It was
really,
succinct.
Really, really
I was not
to
annoyed.
Nail that time. So if anybody tries to look back and says, hey, Jimmy Kimmel, you know, you had a lot of bad jokes, he'd be like, hey, but I got it under the wire. And that's what he'll say about it.
And John Cena naked.
And John Cena
highlight
had some
of the
funny
show.
Stuff in there too. And yeah.
No, I think there it was as far as an award show goes, it did not upset me, yeah. And that's all I can ask for.
Yeah, it's like the bar is very low for if you're
the
going
bar is
if you're
very
going
low.
Against like the video game awards or something. But,
oh yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I liked it. Still like the Globes
again.
But whatever. I'm glad that. Poor Things got a lot of awards, so hopefully people will watch Poor Things.
8 out of 10 on who won.
That's what I'm asking. And it's on Hulu now. It's on Disney Plus, actually, in some countries, because they're all put together. I saw people being like, oh my god, there's nudity on Disney Plus. And I'm like, did you ever watch Deadpool? Deadpool's on Disney Plus. There's a ton of nudity in that.
Deadpool's
and
dirty
pegging.
AF.
There's pegging in there.
Should we put on Deadpool right now?
Yeah, I mean, we could.
Yes, let's.
But anyway, okay. Yeah. Thanks for listening, and take care.
Let's do the Jeremy.
See ya. Yeah.
'Cause you can't get a dollar out of me. I'm the motherfucking P.I.M.P.
Yep.